Bacon also painted numerous portraits of his friends. He then usually arranged the images,
like police records, looking side face, front face, and then side face from the other side.
Bacon preferred the three-part triptych as a pictorial format for his works. The triptych originally goes back to the Middle Ages, when it was used for depicting saints and other religious motifs. Three different persons are portrayed on the triptych we see here. On the right is Bacon himself, recognisable in spite of the deformations. The distortion of the faces played an important role for him.
Because I'm always hoping to deform people into appearance. I can't paint them literally.
It may sound like a contradiction to hear that Bacon mostly painted from photographs. However,
I find it less inhibiting to work from them, through memory and their photographs, than actually having them seated there before me.
Photographs generally had a great effect on Bacon's work. The walls and floor of his studio were strewn with countless photographs he'd torn out of magazines and books.
Photography has covered such a wide area. In a painting that's worth looking at, the pictorial expression must be distorted if the intention is to launch a new attack on the nervous system. And that's the particular problem of figurative painting today.